If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass. You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 139. Today, as you're listening to this episode, I am moving back home. That's right. We are packing up a moving truck and making the hundreds of miles of drive back to my hometown of Duluth, Minnesota. And this show is dedicated to tell you all about how this came to be, how it's going to impact my business, why we're making the move, what we're going to miss the most, and what is next for the Kutchers. I am so excited to let you in behind the scenes to a little bit more personal look at our lives. And before we do that, I want to read this review of the week from E. Quartz. Simply the best. Star rating 5. That's right. 5 stars, baby. She says, I have no words to describe what Jenna and the Gold Digger podcast have done for me. It has become my reason that I go to the gym just so that I can hear her through my earbuds as I push the sled, swing the kettlebell, and make myself be a greater version of myself from the inside out. Quartz, I am so glad that I get to hang out with you while you are at the gym and moving your body. What a blessing that is. Guys, if you want to have your review read on the show, you got to leave one. It's as simple as that. Hop on to iTunes, leave us a review. It means so much to me, and I love hearing from each and every single one of you. So without further ado, let's dive on into our big announcement. And if you are the praying kind, say some prayers that we have a very smooth move.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
I always giggle when I say that we have a big announcement because I feel my followers freak out, which is kind of awesome because you guys rock. But today I'm so excited to share what our newest announcement is. And let's just say it wasn't exactly on our vision board, but God had a plan and everything has fallen into place so well. So the big life change is we're moving back to Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota, to be exact. That's right. Drew and I are moving 6 hours away from our current home and community, and we couldn't be more excited. But so many of you guys are asking, why are you moving away from Fort Atkinson? What prompted the big move? What does your new house look like? When are you moving? What does this mean for your business? And ultimately, why we decided to move away from the lives that we've built over the last 7 years. Now, the truth is that there is a lot of behind the scenes of our lives that you don't always see in social media. And today I'm walking you through a little bit more of the personal story of why we're moving across state somewhat abruptly, And I wanted to share a little bit about how this big move transpired and how God's hand was in every little piece of it, and also what our plan is going to be moving forward. This is a huge, like huge life change for us. And I'm just so excited to let you in on the secrets behind it. So first things first, why Duluth, Minnesota? I don't know if you guys know this, but Duluth, Minnesota is the fourth coldest city in the country. Yeah, I'm cold just thinking about it. But many of you don't know, Duluth is my home. I grew up just outside of the city on Lake Superior, and it's always been home to me. When I say that I'm going home, that is what I think of. And I grew up scraping the ice off the windshield. I spent my summers running along Lake Superior's boardwalk, and I truly laid the foundation of my life in this beautiful city. Aside from the undeniable charm of Duluth, Minnesota, my entire family, including my grandparents, live in the area. And the older that I get, the more that I cannot wait to be closer to them. Now, it's crazy for me to think that I've lived in Wisconsin for almost 12 years. Seriously, it feels like just yesterday I was packing up my bags for college, and in the blink of an eye, here we are sitting 12 years later. I'm like, what? I'm getting old. When I left for college, I never guessed that I would stay in Wisconsin. But when Drew and I started dating and then he proposed, Wisconsin was the best choice. And I am so wholeheartedly thankful for all the memories and friends and experiences that Wisconsin gave us, from starting my business to starting life as a married couple. And so much more. Now, Minnesota was always on our 10-year plan, but we never really thought about the how, the when, or the where that we would end up back home. It was always there, but there was no real plan for it. I went to school in central Wisconsin at Stevens Point, and I went there because I was a diver on the swim team. That was my big draw. And I landed myself in this small Wisconsin college where I fell in love with Drew, and our lives kind of started. And when I first started working for Target, I had Madison and then Minneapolis and then another location, I think maybe Duluth, I don't remember, it was so long ago, on my dream location list. And I landed in the Madison area. And so after graduating college, we moved even further away from my family. And then when I got placed at a store that was an hour commute, we moved even further from my family. And so they always joke that over the last few years, I've just continued to move farther and farther away from them. But it is safe to say that having this life that just Drew and I have built for each other, starting over again, time and time again, in villages and towns where we didn't know a single soul, it has been so good for us. And it's been just such an incredible experience. And so when we first started dating, when we got married, we talked about moving to the Twin Cities. We talked about moving to Hudson. We talked about moving to Eau Claire. We talked about ways that we could be closer to family, but I can ultimately tell you that Duluth was not even on my radar. I couldn't imagine moving back home. It just didn't seem like a fit for me. But looking at how this all transpired, it all kind of makes sense. So let's dive on into the logistics of all of this. How did it come about? So, to be entirely honest, the move started as a total joke. Like, literally, it was a joke. Basically, we had no idea when or how or where we would even do this, but we had set our hearts that someday we would build our dream home when the time came. And we talked about it as this futuristic idea. The execution on it would prove to have been hard, but it was kind of in our 10-year plan, maybe 20-year plan. Anyways, one night I was totally procrastinating doing work, and I jumped onto a real estate website. And I can truthfully tell you guys that I'm not the kind of girl that sits there on Zillow all the time. I was very content in our current home. We had finally finished all the things we wanted to do on it. And I started just typing in different locations. I typed in Duluth. I typed in Esco, the town I grew up in. And then I landed on the house. It was the literal home I would build if we were to build from the ground up. It was a perfect mix of modern design that Drew loves and the coziness and character that I crave. And so me, being the spontaneous girl that I am, I sent a text to my entire family with a link to this house, joking and saying, maybe this will be the next Kutcher Craftsman, while Drew was out on a run. Now, True. I mean, I didn't even talk to him before I sent that. It was specifically a joke. My family sent about a million messages, including a video of my grandpa chanting, "Buy the house, buy the house." And I couldn't get it out of my mind. Drew got back from his run and I pulled up the link. I said, "Did you see the house?" And he's like, "What is going on with your family? Why are we getting so many text messages?" And he looked at it and he said, "Well, I mean, I guess we're going to move eventually. So why not?" I totally thought he would say no way. And so then my wheels started turning. Now, the more that we thought about it, the more that it started to make sense. For the last 12 years, I've been 6 hours from home. We usually only make the trek up north maybe twice a year, mostly for Christmas. And now that my entire family is settled there, it was pulling us in. Kudos to my family for texting us photos of everyone together all the time, except for us. You guys win. You Shellaroods, you win, you little snarky peeps. And we were just missing all these things. We were missing family dinners and nephew's milestones and bowling dates with grandpa and precious time with the people that we love the most because of all the miles. And it would break my heart every time I would call my grandparents and my grandpa would say, "You really need to come stay with us at the farm." And in my heart, I wanted to so bad, but I knew the reality of us getting all the way up there and having extra time just wasn't really going to happen. And so when I look back on the last few years of our lives, it's really been prepping us for this. You know, the first time we got pregnant, we were so excited. And I visualized this life for us in this Wisconsin home that we had built. I pictured the nursery. I had plans for it. And when we had our first loss, it kind of rocked everything. And so much of what's happened in our lives in the last 2 years can be attributed to those losses, but we really wanted to make them meaningful. We wanted them to make them mean something. We didn't want to go through that hard season without actually taking action. And so then when we got pregnant the second time, again, just that thought of slipping away, of being closer to family, just didn't seem realistic. You know, we're planning for a baby. We're going to, you know, build this nursery. We're going to have our friends here help us. And now when I think about it, like, I can't imagine having a baby without my parents nearby. I can't imagine walking through this without my sister on speed dial and without having my kids know my brother's kids. And really just thinking about all of this, I knew that when the time would come for us, I would yearn and want to be closer to my family. But as you know, that road hasn't obviously been the easiest. And so every time we got pregnant, the thought of moving home just felt overwhelming. We never just looked into it. So what does this mean for the business? Well, this is the best part about everything, in my opinion. Nothing's really changing. I'm so excited about it. In fact, seeing how things have lined up, there is absolutely no denying God's hand in it. The fact that Drew started his business about a year ago, that he can run from anywhere. The fact that I cut back on shooting weddings so that we could focus on starting our family. The fact that I focused on growing an online business with a remote team. The fact that I hired my sister on full time and my mom to help me run this little empire. There is so much that has happened in the last year that has prepared us to be able to pick up and move without too much commotion or issue. And we're just so, so fortunate that we've built businesses that allow us to work from wherever, whether it's the islands of Hawaii or the tundra of Duluth. And so I'm just so proud of the fact that this business doesn't rely on a zip code. It doesn't rely on a population. I've built something that I can do from wherever I am in the world. And the fact that I'm at a place in this business where I can pick up and move without the worry of, is this going to keep going? Am I going to be successful? Do I have to start over? Is just so, so exciting. And I hope it's inspiring for you.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/gold to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/gold. Terms and conditions apply.
That being said, while we're so excited, we're also really sad. Moving and closing this chapter is incredibly sad, and I haven't let myself go there quite yet because I know I'll be a mess. But packing up just reminds me, like, we're going to be moving away from Drew's family, and they've been within an hour of us over the last 12 years. We've loved being able to meet them in the middle for dinner or to head over to their house and watch football and celebrate Easter and Thanksgiving and all these things as a family. And if I had one superpower on planet Earth, it would be to move our families closer together. But for now, we'll just be reversing our road trips and hosting our loved ones more. And I'm so excited. I'll tell you about our new house, but it's so ready to host people. And we love having both of our families together. I know having my family and Drew's family together. So we're sincerely hoping that the Kutcher family wants to come hang out in Duluth, specifically in the summer when it's warm. We're also really sad to be leaving our friends. Over the last 6-7 years, we've made some incredible friends, mostly thanks to CrossFit Port Atkinson and our church, Real Hope Community Church. They have been our family in so many ways. They are the ones who get us out of the house, who support us through the hard times, who encourage us to dream harder, and who have been like our family. And we find ourselves saying, like, if only we could move these people with us. And we're so thankful for everyone who has taken us in and loved us so well while we settled into life in small town Wisconsin. We have some incredible neighbors, incredible friends that we're leaving behind. And my heart breaks, but I know that we're going to be back. I know that I'll be doing work here in Wisconsin. And I know that I have a true community to return to, which is such a blessing. So next question, you want to know about the house. You know, so many people were messaging me, how are you leaving your dream house? And the house that we're in Fort Atkinson that we're moving from, it was a dream house in so many ways. I love old character, and there is a lot of character in an over 100-year-old house on the river. And making this house a home has been absolutely so fun over the last 2 years. But these four walls have also held a lot of heartache, and it just came to a point where had visualized raising a family in this house. And while that was so exciting and so beautiful, having that dream stripped away twice, it just really made me start to wonder, like, is this the house for us? And I mean, it doesn't just come down to the house. That's just a thing, a piece of our story, and we've absolutely loved it. But I've never been one to cling to things as much. I don't put as much pressure or relationship on things as I do on people. And so I'm excited for this house to hold memories for another family, and I'm so excited for all of the things that we did to make it our home. So this new house, well, it's beautiful. I'm sure you could have guessed. And something shifted for me after I saw it online. I was doing this visualization exercise and I was supposed to visualize my perfect day. And when I did that, I pictured this new house. It was a house I hadn't even walked through, but I pictured Drew sitting at the table eating pancakes with a little baby girl. And I pictured it all the way down to a red Persian rug. So there's that. And when I started to realize that I was picturing life in this house that I had never been in, but I had seen, I started to realize, like, maybe this is right. Like, maybe everything is falling into place for a reason. And so over Christmas break, we fell in love with not just the house, but the humans who built it and designed it and their sweet little baby girl. And what we loved about it is that he builds it with his hands. They were in all of the work. And it's amazing to see that hard work and get to admire it and know the heart behind it. And so we wanted to write into our contract that they have to stay our friends because they are just incredible humans who built that house with so much love and intention. And so it was so funny because after looking at it online for over a month, I knew that when I walked into it, I'd either feel it or I wouldn't. And we had seen the blueprints. We had had a video walkthrough, but I wanted to be in the space to really see if I could visualize our lives happening in it. And it was so funny because we walked on in. We drove by it twice before we went in. So we were in town. We drove by it the second we got into town. And then the next day we got to walk through it. And Drew was sold after a short little walkthrough, but it was hilarious because I had to take it all in. I am a huge intuition, feelings person. And we had been there for about an hour, and the awesome owner, we were walking around holding his little daughter and playing with their dog. And I said, "Hey, can I have my mom and sister swing by? I know they're really excited to see it." And so within 20 minutes, they were both over. And my sister's like, "I can't read you. Like, are you happy? Do you like it? What do you think?" And I think I was just so overwhelmed because I could picture our lives in it. And I didn't want to get my hopes up too high, but I loved it. It's a house that looks like Joanna Gaines herself designed it. It has shiplap and subway tile and a clawfoot tub and open shelving and barn doors and built-ins and all of the character I crave. And Drew loves new and fresh. And so it's the perfect mix of our styles and our tastes. And there is plenty of space to entertain. This is your open invitation. But we were so excited to just have room to grow our family and to work from home together, but separately. And so it was just exciting for me to walk in and be able to visualize, like, bringing a baby home into that house and growing our family. I think that for a while in the grieving process, I just shut my mind off to that possibility. And so when we walked in and saw her little nursery and imagined little baby clothes in there, it just really helped me to kind of close a chapter of my life and start a new one. And the best part about it is that it's about 20 minutes from all of my family. It's two blocks from a CrossFit gym, located by all of the things that we've missed over the last years, like Target and good coffee shops and from breweries. Where we live in Fort Atkinson is incredible. It's the cutest little small town community, but the nearest Starbucks is over 20 minutes away and Target's a good 30 minutes. And so just having all of that so close, it's going to be so weird for me to have access to some of those things that I definitely haven't in the last few years. So when is it all happening? Well, if you're listening to this episode today, we are packing up the moving truck and getting ready to head up north. And I am just so excited for this next chapter of our lives. I'm so excited to be a part of a new creative community. I am so excited to be close to family. Over the last 12 years, I have not been able to call up my mom or sister-in-law and say, let's go grab coffee, or let me go watch my nephews, or, you know, what are you guys doing after church? And I can't even sum up how it's going to feel to have access to my family in a way that I've grown used to not. And so there you have it, guys, the why, the how, the when of our big move. It is a huge and giant change, and one we didn't anticipate, but one that feels oh so right. There is so much beauty in the shift from having a business centered around where I am to having a business centered around who I am. And while I would have never dreamt this trajectory for my business, I am so thankful that this online world we live in is enabling us to move without changing much in our lives beyond our zip code. And we have to get new licenses. We can't wait to be closer to family. We're sad to leave behind the life we've built over the last 7 years, but we are ready for change and embracing this next stage of life with our hands open to all the possibilities it holds. So if you guys have any moving advice or any advice on what like to live close to family. Our last move was only 10 miles and this one's across state. So if you have any tips, head on over to Gold Digger Podcast on Instagram. Give me your best moving hacks because trust me, if you're listening to this, we're going to need them. Thank you guys so much for being a part of our lives, for celebrating alongside of us, and for just showing up as things continue to change and evolve for us. As we said, looking back, we would have never known that this was in store, but over the last 6 months, we've really prepared our hearts and our minds for this big move, and we're just so, so excited to start this next chapter of our lives. Make sure you're following along on Instagram. We'll be sharing sneak peeks of the house. And trust me, this girl is not upset about getting to redecorate a new space. If you are in Duluth, Minnesota, I'd love to connect. I'm so excited to be a part of your community. And if you are in transition and you're not quite sure what's next or what things hold, just keep your eyes open. Keep your hands open to possibility. There are things that are happening in your life that will make sense soon. And I cannot wait to see this story unfold for you just as it has for us. So until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I'll see you soon from Minnesota.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.